From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. Shorebirds are still being found dead and ill on Southwest Florida beaches. WGCU's Andrea Perdomo checked in with environmentalist and animal advocate Colleen Gill, who says the flock of terns on a Marco Island beach went from hundreds to just a handful.
Colleen, can you tell me a little bit about the situation in Residence Beach? Are the birds still there? What have you been seeing lately?
The last that I saw them personally was Saturday, and there were literally only five of the terns left on the beach, and the rest were just laughing gulls and black skimmers. So the flock of terns is pretty much depleted now.
When you went on Saturday, did you see any dead birds or anything like that?
I did not. I do know that Joanna that we were with, she was actually there and ran into some Audubon people, and they took her birds, but she had a couple sick ones and a few dead ones.
When we went out to the beach, you were telling me that it was already a third of the size. And for you to go to the beach now and see not even 2 weeks later that there's only five terns left, what is that like for you?
I mean, part of me hopes that they just got smart enough and moved on, though I know deep down inside that most likely is not the case considering the death rate that they've been having there. It's shocking to go from a flock that is could be a hundred or hundreds even sometimes deep to literally just seeing one significant type of bird left and not the species that you normally see is a little bit disturbing, to say the least.
You guys have been visiting that stretch of beach consistently. I know that you guys were collectively finding about 20 birds a day there. Mm-hmm. And for now, there to be like no birds.
They're still finding some, but not nearly as many. And it's sadly just because there aren't any. Even the wading birds that you would see in the lagoon, there's much significantly less than what you would normally see. So I'm hoping they're staying away or they're moving to different areas. I know the FWC said that a red tide for five of their samples. And that's my concern is that if it's the terns and we're seeing other species now starting to fall ill, how much worse is this going to get now with the birds, right. You know?
I spoke with somebody from the Audubon Society, and they were saying mm-hmm. that possibly they might start going to the barrier islands just to see if maybe the birds have moved on.
I did hear that from the Audubon Society as well, that they were going to try to go out there, because I did last week actually receive a report from fishermen who are out in that area saying they saw a lot of dead ones on the first barrier island south of Marco Island. So I'm hoping that they can get out there just to confirm or deny that that is the case.
And you are also the person who started reporting the dead dolphins a couple of weeks ago. Have you seen anything else like that? Have you encountered any other animals?
Last Wednesday, I was at Key Waden, and I did find a dolphin there. That one had probably washed up around the same time that we had the influx of dolphins. It was beyond decayed and buried in with the sand a little bit, so it's been there for a good week or so. But I still am finding birds, though, on random beaches. I'm finding cormorants. I've been seeing reports of pelicans from other rescuers. I've been seeing reports of great blue heron and little blue heron. And this is from various rescue networks all up and down the coast.
That was WGCU's Andrea Perdomo speaking with environmentalist and animal advocate Colleen Gill about shorebirds being found ill or dead on Southwest Florida's beaches. This is WGCU News.